Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday night to you. Hope you had a good Tuesday. I hope you had a good evening. I hope you had a good afternoon. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, and we got a lot to do. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is going on right now, this moment, this second, in Seattle, Washington. American League, National League, they're both tied at one run, and I just know that we ain't going to end up in a tie, so let's see how things roll. They're getting ready to move into the bottom of the sixth inning. Speaking of baseball, some guys who don't even play anymore, old guys are in the news. Barry Bonds says he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose is minding his business somewhere, and Rob Manfred wanted to remind everybody that he ain't going in the Hall of Fame. Meanwhile, the NBA is still making news. During the NBA Summer League, Adam Silver, a lot of press conferences over the past 24 hours, says that the NBA is getting ready for expansion in a few years. Major League Baseball thinking about expansion as well. Rob Manfred, not as liked as Adam Silver, but Rob Manfred saying quite a few things about Major League Baseball expansion. So, yes, we only got the All-Star game tonight, but there's still plenty to talk about. Pete Rose, Barry Bonds, James Harden, Damian Lillard, Alvin Kamara in the news as well. So we got a lot to do. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you would already know this. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, it's very simple. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank you to everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We got plenty of people tuned in on SiriusXM channel 158 and everybody on a smart speaker. Well, if you didn't know this, you can just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And we just popped the hell right on up, okay? I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. Hey, Dave, how was your Tuesday? Good?
It was good, Jared. Thanks for asking. How was yours, man? Good All-Star game so far.
Yeah, I guess it's – well, which one is it? There's so many things. Yeah, you true. Asked me which one is it.
Well, it's a 1-1 game. I'll take it. It's not a blowout. I'll take my praises these days with this kind of game. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just asking. You ask me how I'm doing, or are you telling me about the game? Which one are you?
Oh, I get what you're saying. Well, first of all, we don't know always how you're doing, first and foremost. But then secondly, it's a competitive game, and I like that.
Forget the game. You asking about me or the game?
You're more important than the game.
Well, thanks.
You are.
We're going to be here for 4 hours. No need to rush into the game. You ask me about me. I'm fine, Shep. Thank you.
Good.
And since you were so eager to talk about the game and less about how I'm feeling.
Sorry, JR. I didn't mean to like that.
It's okay. Nah, screw JR. It's okay. Let's just talk about the game. Yes, it's tied at 1-1 right now. It's the bottom of the sixth. We've had two runs scored. Arias, he swatted in a hit. Of course, that's what he does. He's batting like 380 on the season. And then Yandy Diaz from the Tampa Bay Rays, he accounts for the other run as he hit a home run. And so we're tied at 1-1. And hopefully this is a game that can, I don't want to say goes down to the wire, but it gives people a reason to kind of stick around. And it's been a fun watch. You know, I tuned in on the game. They said 8 p.m. Eastern time, start time. And so I said, okay, I'm going to turn the game on at 8 p.m. because I don't care about, and this sounds terrible, but forgive me, I don't care about the national anthem. I don't care about the player announcements. I just want to see the damn baseball. And so by the time I turned the game on at 8 p.m. on the dot, they were running out there for introductions. The American League starters were being introduced, obviously, with the game being in Seattle. They're the home squad. And then we waited for the national anthem. And then there was the pomp and circumstance. Edgar Martinez came out along with Ken Griffey Jr. To throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Jay Buhner on the receiving end. And it was nice. It was nice. Nothing too crazy happened. We've had a lot of players mic'd up throughout this game, and it's been fun. Nothing outstanding. We've seen some great defensive plays, seen a lot of talking. There is no Joe Buck. I'll remind you of that. Joe Buck now at ESPN, so there is no Joe Buck here calling the All-Star game, but it certainly has been a fun watch, and it's nice to see some of the big names and the talent. A lot of these dudes get highlighted. I know we spent time yesterday just talking about how much attention a lot of the stars don't get. Ronald Acuna Jr. having a ridiculous season for the Braves. The Braves that are in the All-Star game, there's about eight of them. The Rangers from Texas that are in the All-Star game, there's six of them. You think about all of the bright stars, and so it's cool to see them. It'd be nice if they got more of this attention all year round. Now, as I say that, as the National League, or excuse me, the American League just goes up 2-1 here at the end of the sixth inning, this is where things start to stink for baseball. You have all of the attention right now, this moment, on the All-Star game. But then there are two legends that are getting more of the attention, or have gotten a lot of attention heading into and prior to the game. And one guy, we're going to get into Barry Bonds later on in the show. I guess Barry Bonds is like everybody else. He's sitting around doing a podcast right now. You know, there's so much to say about baseball and, you know, stars and how it gets marketed and the game. There can't be a worse ambassador for baseball than its current commissioner, Rob Manfred. He's just terrible. He was booed just vociferously throughout the course of the Major League Baseball draft over the past several days. This is the same commissioner who called the trophy a piece of junk. This is the same commissioner who over the past several days has had to, you know, open up his yap and open up his mouth about some of the current issues in baseball. From expansion, which we will talk about, all the way down to some of the potential, you know, maybe rule changes when we get to the postseason when it comes down to the pitch clock. But there's nothing worse than when Rob Manfred opens up his damn mouth and just, I don't know, just craps on the game, or maybe craps on a legend like, I don't know, Pete Rose. because Rob Manfred, amongst everything going on right now, he was asked about Pete Rose getting rid of his lifetime ban from baseball and allowing him to be an active participant in Major League Baseball. And Rob Manfred had a simple response and a simple answer before the All-Star game today. He said, "I think for us, as in Major League Baseball, we've always approached the issue of gambling from the proposition that players and other people who are in position to influence the outcome of the game are going to be subject to a different set of rules than everyone else." Listen to this here. Pete Rose violated what is rule number one of baseball, and the consequences of that are clear in the rules. Now, keep in mind here, Major League Baseball, they've, like every place else, they have embraced sports betting. Like, they're making money off of sports betting. And Rob Manfred wanted to let everybody know that, oh, yeah, hey, by the way, we don't make as much money with gambling as you think. Well, yeah, not yet, Rob Manfred, but we know y'all are making cash. And so isn't it a little ironic that Major League Baseball can make money off of gambling and sports betting, etc., but then Pete Rose has to sit on the outside looking in? Yeah, there are ironies there, but there's no denying that Pete Rose did break rule number one. Pete Rose, when he decided to go ahead and admit, even back in 2015, that he bet while he was a player and manager, like, Pete Rose just smacked the integrity of the game in the face, even as ironic as that is. And it's been a few years now. Pete Rose has written letters to baseball. Pete Rose has been public about wanting in. But then at times he's also been quite honest in knowing that they ain't letting me in. They are not. It was in 2017. He was sitting down with a sports station in Connecticut, Sports Team 8, and he was asked about ultimately getting back in the good graces of baseball. Maybe one day going into the Hall of Fame, having a relationship with baseball. And Pete Rose knows I can't blame nobody but myself. Listen to this.
Do you think you've served your debt to baseball society? And do you think you'll ever see in your lifetime reinstatement in baseball?
No, not in my lifetime. Maybe my kid's lifetime. But you're right. I mean, but I'm not going to sit here on your show and whine because I'm the one that screwed up. I'm the one that made a mistake. And I've been suspended 27 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a long time. But I think the lords of baseball understand that I understand I screwed up. Mm-hmm. They're just scared to push the button. They're scared to push the button. Like, all I do in my life today is sell baseball. Mm-hmm. I work 4.5 hours a day, 20 days a month in Las Vegas at the malls, signing autographs for people, talking positive about the game of baseball. I never badmouth the game of baseball. And you know, the last 10 years or so, you could badmouth the game of baseball if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Because of the steroids and all that stuff going on.
What'd you do differently?
Not been on baseball. No, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I wouldn't change anything I did.
Oh, okay. Pete Rose is 82 years old. He is probably 100% correct. Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball, ain't going to do this guy no favors while he is above dirt in regards to allowing him anywhere officially near the game. And it's sad, right? I mean, is Pete Rose, is he the sacrificial lamb that's going to prevent someone else from gambling down the road? I mean, Pete Rose denied these allegations forever, okay? Even though he basically said, oh yeah, well, when I was a manager, you know, back in, 89, I went ahead and I kind of gambled on games that I managed and played in. Now, having said that, he ain't getting in, folks. He is the example. I got no problem with Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred decided tomorrow that, oh, we want to be buddies with him. Like, how crazy is it? And I guess baseball ain't suffering that damn much. But how crazy is it that one of the greatest players of all time, the hit king, the guy who has more hits than anybody else, imagine him signing autographs and making a living in malls, taking photos, not able to have an official role with Major League Baseball. And I remember years ago when he was on the field during the World Series almost, gotta be 25 years ago, during an All-Star game, he was basically, I don't want to say harassed, but he was. Are you going to admit? And he's like, why are you bothering me about this right now? And the closest we see Pete Rose to the game of baseball is, or has been, as a broadcaster via Turner Sports. You talk about hit kings. We know LeBron James is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. You know, Kareem held that for a long time. Could you imagine Kareem Abdul-Jabbar being banished, signing autographs in malls and taking photos just to stay relevant, just to pay some bills? And look, nobody did this to Pete Rose. Pete Rose did this to himself. And yeah, baseball wants to make an example. They want to let everybody know that we got a firm and steady hand here, and even Pete Rose ain't getting back into our good graces. It ain't hurting anybody if you have an official relationship with him. I don't think it hurts anybody. I get it. He gambled. He wasn't supposed to. He just said what he did was wrong. But the guy has to die before you decide to put him in and at least acknowledge him? He broke rule number one? I mean, yeah, he suffered for almost now. I don't know what to say suffered, but he's been punished for going on 40 years. I think you could take your foot off his neck. And I don't think Pete Rose potentially just having a relationship with baseball, not even going into the Hall of Fame, I don't know if the young or active players in baseball are going to look at Pete Rose and go, oh, they let Pete Rose back in. So now I can get the gambling. You know, Rob Manfred has done a lot of goofy and has done or said a bunch of stupid things. I don't think Pete Rose is the biggest issue for baseball. If you would even consider putting him in after death, then just do it when the guy is alive. You don't got to throw him into the Hall of Fame. But at least acknowledge his contributions to the game, especially for a game and a country right now, which is all gung-ho about gambling. I think he's way, way, way closer to his...
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's perfect sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses, made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls. Love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part? Your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond Sausage, now with new meatier taste at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond Sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.